Ngiyakubingelela-ke mhlobo wami egameni elihle lenkosi nomsindisi wethu uJesu Kristu, umfundisi umthembu lo okubingelelayo ophethe ibandla la iChrist Church Pinetown ekhoneni lika King's Road no Miller Road. Siyaqhubeka-ke nentshumayelo zethu zesiZulu njengoba nazi ukuthi sina lezi ntshumayelo zesiZulu ngenhloso mlaleli yokuthi sifisa ukuqala iy'nkonzo zolimi lwesiZulu khona lapha ebandleni lethu eChrist Church Pinetown ngonyaka ozayo, njengoba seqela kuwo nje kusukela kusasa mhlobo wami. So ke ngiyathanda kakhulu mhlobo wami ukuthi usijoyine futhi usithinte usazise ukuthi uzimisele ukuba uhlanganyele nathi kulezi nkonzo zolimi lwesiZulu esifuna ukuba siziqale mhlobo wami, ukuze abantu bakithi abathanda ukukhonza ngendlela yethu thina bantu ngolimi lwethu sikhululeke ekukhonzeni uNkulunkulu, ngoba uNkulunkulu umisile ukuba izilimi zonke zimkhonze ngolimi lwazo futhi zimdumise ngendlela yazo ezeneliseka ngayo ukumdumisa uNkulunkulu. So sithanda ukuvula amathuba njengalawo mhlobo wami, njengoba siqhubeka nalezi ntshumayelo zethu zolimi lwesiZulu. Ngizothanda kakhulu namhlanje ukuthi sibheke izwi likaNkulunkulu la encwadini yamahubo 103 amavesi nje esihlanu okuqala. Ngiyathanda mhlobo wami ukuthi siqala unyaka ngokusizwa uNkulunkulu u-2023 siqale sigcwele inhliziyo yokubonga uNkulunkulu olondoloze ukuphila kwethu, wasilondoloza iminyaka emibili le sidlula kuyo mhlobo wami ka-COVID. Ihambe nemiphefumulo eminingi, abanye bethu ngomunye wabo abakhinyabezwa yiyo kakhulu kabi i-COVID, kodwa basinda ngomusa kaNkulunkulu, ngoba uNkulunkulu esafuna ukuba ukuphila kwethu kupheleliswe ebudlelwaneni bakhe nathi mhlobo wami. Soke ngiyathanda ukuthi sikhumbuzane ngalento esiyikhohlwa kakhulu yokubonga uNkulunkulu mhlobo wami. Soke ngicela ukufunda lamazwi encwadini yamahubo 103 verse 1 kuye versini lika 5. Ihubo lele laziwa ngehubo likaDavide. Uloba kanjena ke osilobelayo kuleli hubo uthi, mbonge uJehova mphefumulo wami, konke okuphakathi kwami ngakubonge igama lakhe elingcwele. Mbonge uJehova mphefumulo wami, ungakhohlwa imisebenzi yonke yakhe yomusa, yena othethelela zonke izono zakho, owelapha zonke izifo zakho, okhulula ukuphila kwakho ekubhujisweni, okuqhelisa ngomusa nangobubele, osuthisa ukulangazela kwakho ngokuhle, ubusha bakho bubuyiswe njengokhozi. Ngizocela ke sibonge izwi likaNkulunkulu mhlobo wami. Baba ongcwele, siyakubonga kakhulu ngezwi lakho Nkulunkulu wethu omuhle. Ngiyakhuleka egameni likaJesu ukuthi ukhulume ngalo Nkulunkulu wami ongcwele, wambule umusa wakho Nkulunkulu wami omuhle, ukhumbuze umlaleli baba wethu ongcwele ngokubaluleka kokubonga wena ngokuphila omuphe khona, ukubonga wena nangezibusiso zonke Nkulunkulu wami ongcwele osinikeze zona ngoJesu Nkulunkulu wami omuhle. Likhazimuliseke Nkosi igama lakho, lenzele udumo ngoJesu Kristu inkosi yethu, amen. Ngiyathanda kafishane mhlobo wami ukuba sibhekele amavesi engiwafundile ngaphansi kwesihloko esithi izibusiso ozikhohlwayo umphefumulo wami. Izibusiso ozikhohlwayo umphefumulo wami. Njengabantu abadalwe uNkulunkulu noma abantwana bakaNkulunkulu abasindisiwe ngomusa ngokukholwa egameni likaJesu, sinenkinga eyodwa affecta noma elimaza bonke abantu nami uqobo nginengxaki yalento leyo nkinga yile ukuthi sizidalwa ezikhohlwayo umuntu uyakhohlwa uyashesha ukukhohlwa yebo siyayikhumbula izinto eziningi mhlobo wami siyayikhumbula izinto abantu abasenze zona siyayikhumbula izinto abantu abazishoyo ngathi ezingezinhle kodwa uma kuza ekukhumbuleni uNkulunkulu imemory yethu noma lokhu ukukhumbula kwethu kuya kuba kufishane kakhulu siyakhohlwa ukukhumbula ubuhle bukaNkulunkulu nomusa uNkulunkulu asenzela wona empilweni esipha nje ukuphila kodwa ke kakhulu esinikeza ukuphila okuphakade ngoJesu kunezibusiso ke mhlobo wami lapha uDavid azibalayo ngiyathanda ukusho lento sisaqala ukuthi uDavid unalo lonke uhlobo lwezinto eziphathekayo esizivame ukuzithatha njengesibusiso uma sinazo siveze ukuthi kusho ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthokozile ngathi weneme ngathi usibushisile kangaka azibaleke umuntu izinto eziphathekayo ngiyakhumbula ngolunye usuku ngahlangana nenceku kaNkulunkulu lapha kwi-shopping mall yethu lapha ePine Town iPinecrest kade sagcinana yangiqhoshela inceku yenkosi yathi buka nje ukuthi nafu ukuthi uNkulunkulu ungibushise kanjani ngi-drive isprinter nginane Mercedes uNkulunkulu angibosise ngayo ngathula ngiyithokozela lento yokuthi unazo lezi zinto zinhle kodwa ngathula ngimangaziswa into eyodwa ukuthi akakhulumi ngokuthi uNkulunkulu umsebenzisa kangakanani ekushumayeleni ivangeli lomusha lensindiso uNkulunkulu asinikeze yona ngoJesu ukhuluma ngalezi zinto eziphathekayo ngeshwa impilo yakhe yonda ngeshwa impilo yakhe angisezwa lutho ngaye manje na into ebuhlungu kakhulu soke uDavid unazo zonke lezi zinto uyinkosi uyinkosi yenhliziyo kaNkuluNkulu uyinkosi uNkuluNkulu ayibushisile ngezibushiso ngaphezulu kwendlela esinokucabanga ngayo kodwa akabali lezi zibushiso eziphathekayo zenyama mhlobo wami into engizofuna siyinotice kuleli hubo ubali izibushiso eziningi ezisihlanu nje uma ngabeka ngamafishane uNkulunkulu ambona embusise ngazo nomphefumulo wakhe abona kufanele ukuba ubonge ngazo uNkulunkulu uJehova Sebaothi uNkulunkulu wethu esimkhonzayo soke inkinga le naye kodwa uDavid ayenayo njengoba kuyinkinga yabantu bonke ngoba lapha emavesini okuqala uma uqaphele kahle amabili ubiza umphefumulo wakhe uDavid uyawuvusa uthi umphefumulo wakhe mawubonge uNkulunkulu yonke into engaphakathi kuye ayibonge igama likaNkulunkulu elingcwele angazi noma uyayiqaphela lento yokuthi uDavid akasho nje ukuthi David bonga uNkulunkulu ukhuluma nomphefumulo ngengaphakathi ngoba kulula mhlobo wami ukuba sinikeze uNkulunkulu nje i-service yeindebe zemlomo yethu inhliziyo yethu ikude simdumisa uNkulunkulu ngomlomo kodwa inhliziyo yethu ikwabanye oNkulunkulu esithembele kubo soke uDavid uvusa umphefumulo wakhe uvusela ukuba ubonge uNkulunkulu ululeka umphefumulo wakhe ukuba wenze izinto ezintathu engithanda ukuba ngikhulume ngazo kafishane kuleli hubo mhlobo wami okokuqala ukuba umphefumulo wakhe uDavid ubonge uJehova efesini lika 1 efesini lika 2 sifunda lama vesi Encwadini yamahubo 103 mbonge uJehova mphefumulo wami konke okuphakathi kwami makubonge igama lakhe elingcwele mbonge uJehova mphefumulo wami ungakhohlwa imisebenzi yonke yakhe yomusa. Mbonge uJehova mphefumulo wami. Into yokuqala kuverse 1 no 2 asikhuthaza ukuba siyenze ukubonga uNkulunkulu. Lena indumiso engahlanganise sicelo nakunxusa. Kodwa ukudumisa uNkulunkulu okuvela ekujuleni komuntu wangaphakathi. Leli gama elithi mbonge lichaza ukuwa ngamadolo phambi kaNkulunkulu ngenhloso yokuletha umkhuleko wendumiso kuNkulunkulu. UDavide uyazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu ufanele yonke indumiso esingamnika yona. UDavide ufuna umphefumulo wakhe kube yiwo obonga uNkulunkulu. Ufuna umuntu wangaphakathi. Ufuna inhliziyo isigungu sobuyena. Indumiso yokubonga uNkulunkulu ivele lapho la umuntu enza khona izinqumo. Ufuna kuphume indumiso kaNkulunkulu uDavide lapho. So okokuqala lamavesi amabili asikhuthaza ukuba umphefumulo wethu ubonge uNkulunkulu, ufunde ukhumbule ukubonga uNkulunkulu. Owesibili uDavide ukhuthaza umphefumulo wakhe ukuba ungakhohlwa imisebenzi yonke kaNkulunkulu yomusa. Into yesibili uverse 1 no 2 asikhuthaza ukuba siyenze ukungakhohlwa imisebenzi yomusa kaNkulunkulu. Kwesinye isikhathi mhlobo wami siyakhohlwa izinto ezinhle uNkulunkulu asenzela zona. Siyakhohlwa umusa asenzela wona ngoJesu uNkulunkulu. Sikhohlwa sisemasontweni. Sikhonza, sikhohlwe. Umfundisi akhohlwe. Likhohlwe ibandla, ingcole impilo yabazalwane, liphoxeke igama likaJesu, siqhubeka nenkonzo, sikhonza. Inkambi khombe ukuthi sesikhohliwe umusa kaNkulunkulu asenzele wona ngoJesu, mhlobo wami. So ke mina nawe siyadinga, mhlobo wami, ukukhunjuzwa ngezibusiso asibusise ngazo uNkulunkulu kuJesu. Ngoba mina nawe siyakhohlwa, mhlobo wami, siyakhohlwa. Leli gama ukukhohlwa lichaza into njengaphezulu kokukhohlwa into ethile. Kodwa igama leli elichaza ukuphenduka, ukuhlubuka komuntu, ahlubuka uNkulunkulu ayokhonza abanye uNkulunkulu. Uthi ngenzeka kanjani leyo nto mhlobo wami? Awuyenzeka. Iyenzeka emabandleni ethu, iyenzeka, iyenzeka kwiinceku ikaNkulunkulu, iyenzeka. Mhlobo wami, amhlubuka umuntu uNkulunkulu ngoba esedakwe iibusiso zikaNkulunkulu ahamba yobonga abanye uNkulunkulu. Iyenzeka emabandleni, abantu bahambe bayobonga abantu bakuba bangasekho ngeibusiso zomusa uNkulunkulu asibusisa ngazo, mhlobo wami. Sidlula kukhisimusi nje, abantu bebehlela amadili obonga uNkulunkulu babo basemasontweni, kuney'nceku ezihola lawo madili okubonga abanye uNkulunkulu. Ngoba umuntu ukhohliwe, uyakhohlwa umuntu mhlobo wami. Uma ucabanga ukuthi ayinakwenzeka leyo nto, thana ngikukhumbuze ngomlando ka-Israyeli and uPawulu encwadini abaseKorinto uthi zonke lezi zinto esilotshelwe zona zomlando ka-Israyeli ziyisifundo kithi ukuze singaweli ogibeni abawela kulo. UNkulunkulu uhlenga u-Israyeli, umkhulula eGibhithe mhlobo wami ngesandla esinamandla sikaNkulunkulu ngoMoses. Uhlangana noMoses uNkulunkulu entabeni elusile, uthi uNkulunkulu hamba uyotshela uFaro ukuthi akhulule abantu bami. Uthi ke uNkulunkulu kuMoses, uma usubuya nabo usubakhululile uyofika ungikhonze, ningikhonze kule ntaba, kuleyo ntaba yaseSinayi lapho uNkulunkulu amemezela khona u-Israyeli njengohlanga olukhethiweyo kupriesti bobukhosi bakhe. UNkulunkulu azikhethele bona phakathi kwezizwe zonke noma umhlaba wonke ungowakhe. Abakhulula uNkulunkulu ngesandla esinamandla, uhamba nabo ubusuku nemini. Ngensika yefu uyabonakala uNkulunkulu emini phakathi kwabo, ngensika yomlilo uyabonakala uNkulunkulu phakathi kwabo ebusuku. Ahamba uMoses eyolanda imithetho kaNkulunkulu entabeni yaseSinayi. Basale abantwana bakwa-Israyeli beno-Aaron umpriest omkhulu, bakhumule amagolide banikeze u-Aaron bethi, hayi uma usulibele lapha ekhona senzele uNkulunkulu wena. Inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu ayikho na ikhona emini ngefu. Uma limuva lelo fu, wonke umuntu wayeqonda ukuthi kuyahanjwa, kuqoqwa amatende, kuboshwa imithwalo, kuqhutshekwa. Babazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu lo ophakathi kwabo baholayo. Bakhohlwa. Besibonile isandla esinamandla abakhulule ngaso eGibhithe. Bakhohlwa. Lenziwe ithole. Mhlobo wami, uyayithola leyo ndaba encwadini kaExodus, isahluko sika 32 iverse lika 4 kuya ku 6. Bamhlobo kuNkulunkulu. Bathi uma beqeda ukwakha ithole, wamemezela u-Aaron wathi, laba ekhomba ithole, hayi uJehova, uNkulunkulu abanikhulule eGibhithe. Hayi uJehova Sebawothi, ukhona phakathi kwabo. Njengoba kwenzeka namhlanje emabandleni ethu, livuliwe iBhayibheli, ikhohliwe inceku, ifakela abazalwane ukukhohlwa esikhundleni sokuvuselela abazalwane ngevangeli ukuthi bakhumbule umusa kaNkulunkulu, bakhohlwe. Uthi kuDavide emphefumulweni wakhe, ungakhohlwa ubuhle bukaNkulunkulu, izinto zonke uNkulunkulu akwenzele zona mphefumulo wami, musukhohlwa. Ungakhohlwa, ungalokothi ukhohlwe ubuhle bukaNkulunkulu emphefumulweni wakho. Okwesibili, uDavide uyala umphefumulo wakhe ukuba ubale izibusiso. Amen mhlobo wami. Ubale izibusiso. Number one, ukuba umphefumulo wakhe ubonge uJehova. Ungakhohlwa ubuhle bukaNkulunkulu. Number two, ukuba umphefumulo wakhe ubale izibusiso. Mhlobo wami, zinhlanu izibusiso uDavide ayihlelisayo zobuhle bukaNkulunkulu. Ngiyafuna ukuthi unotice ukuthi azihlanganise lutho nezinto eziphathekayo, ayihlanganise lutho nesilver negolide, ayihlanganise lutho nangcebo, ayihlanganise lutho namizi, nantono ongayicabanga ephathekayo. Ibusiso zikaNkulunkulu mhlobo wami. Athi komunye umhlabeleli eqhutshwa ilolu lwazi lwezibusiso zikaNkulunkulu asinikeze zona ngoJesu, uthi mhla ukhathazeka emhlabeni impilo ixakile. Mhla ukhathazeka emhlabeni la udiniwe aphelile amandla, Bali zibusiso zakho aziningi na ubonga uNkulunkulu ngazo ungasoli. Ngeke uNkulunkulu Jobe uma uNkulunkulu ethathe zonke into eziphathekayo wathatha nabantwana bakhe wamephuca nengcebo yonke washaya impilo yakhe ngezifo iBhayibheli lithi wawa phansi waweshipha wakhuleka wakhothama wakhonza wabonga uNkulunkulu ngoba ehlushwa lokhu kuqonda ukuthi kuJehova uNkulunkulu samukele okuhle siphinde samukele okubi nokubi kusebenzelana kube ngokuhle kulabo ababiziweyo ngecebo lakhe ngoba uNkulunkulu yazi ukuthi lempilo yonakaliswa isono ilungiswa kanjani uthatha nezinto ezibhlungu ayisebenzisa azenza amathuluzi okulungisisa lempilo kaMthembu eyoniwe isono uJobeke lithi iBhayibheli wabonga uNkulunkulu isiwula sikaNkosikazi wakhe sathi kusiza ngani ukukhonza lo uNkulunkulu nokumbonga unje mthuke ufe wathi siwula sikaNkosikazi singemukele okuhle kodwa kuNkulunkulu samukelane okubi esandleni sikaNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu ophayo uNkulunkulu othathayo igama lakhe limele ukubongwa ileyo nto uDavide akhuluma ngayo lapha mhlobo wami uthi ke bala izibusiso asibusise ngazo uNkulunkulu esokuqala kulezi zisihlanu uthi uDavide njengesoni uJehova sebawothi uthethelela zonke izono zabo inkinga yomuntu enkulu isono into ehlukanisa umuntu noNkulunkulu isono ubutha obuphakathi kwesidalwa sikaNkulunkulu esiwumuntu noNkulunkulu ongcwele isono and isono mhlobo wami sidesignelwe ukwenza into eyodwa ukwahlukanisa umuntu noNkulunkulu so ke kwilist kaDavid uqala ngesidingo esikhulu sabantu ukuthethelelwa kwezono oh mhlobo wami makabonga uJesu ukuthethelelwa kwezono isibusiso esikhulu sokuthethelelwa uNkulunkulu wezulu izono zakho uNkulunkulu ayiyekele ilungelo lokuba abuyisele ngokumona kwethu alibeke eceleni ilungelo athi angizukubuyisela ngifuna sibuyisane lokhu ke kusikhumbuza into eyodwa mhlobo wami ukuthi mina nangu esiyizoni sonile kuNkulunkulu wezulu and siyohlala sinecala phambi kaNkulunkulu as long as sisekulomzimba mhlobo wami silwa nasisono sithethelelwe yes kodwa isono sise real salingwa simelana nasisono uNkulunkulu sinikeza umusa every day ukubhekana nezimo esizobhekana nazo asinikeza amandla okunqoba sikwazi ukuthi sithi no ekoneni ngenxa kaJesu sihlushwa yilento yokuthi ngokukholwa egameni likaJesu isoni esinjengana siye safumana umusa kuNkulunkulu sathethelelwa izono zaxolelwa izono mhlobo wami ngoba uJesu uyasusa izono uyayisusa mhlobo wami izono uJesu uyakhumbula uJohane uyabhaphathisa emfuleni waseJordan kwivangeli likaJohane sahluko sika 1 verse ka 29 uma eqhamuka uJesu uyamemezela uJohane for the first time uthi bheka iwundlu likaNkulunkulu elinamandla okususa izono zeso uyayisusa izono uJesu yes sisenemvelo yokona empilweni yethu kodwa isono sinqotshiwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi sithi no ekoneni ngamandla uMoya oNgcwele asinikeza wona, mhlobo wami. So isibuso sokuqala asibala uDavid uthi ukuthethelelwa kwezono, mhlobo wami, kuyisibusiso ukuthethelelwa izono zakho, mhlobo wami, uNkulunkulu ongcwele. Okwesibili, uDavid uthi njengesiguli uJehova uyangelapha. Bheka lapha evesi lika 3 ingxenye yesibili uthi owelapha zonke izifo zakho. Yes, kuyiqiniso ukuthi imzimba esiphila kuwo, mhlobo wami, uhlaselwa izifo ezinhlobo nhlobo. Kodwa uNkulunkulu uyaselapha, mhlobo wami. Leli gama alisebenzisa lapha uDavide ele present tense. Owelapha, uyelapha. Into ayenza ngokuqhubeka uDavid inkathi yamanje eqhubekayo, owelapha zonke izifo zakho. So kusuku nosuku, mhlobo wami, udokotela wezulu uvakashela iziguli zakhe, ayilaphe, ayiphilise uNkulunkulu izifo zonke esinazo, mhlobo wami. UNkulunkulu enza umusa ziphiliswe ngegama likaJesu, ziphulukiswe ngegama likaJesu, silulanyiswe ngegama likaJesu. UNkulunkulu esenzela umusa wakhe, mhlobo wami. Athi ke uIsaya ngemivimbo yakhe thina siphilisiwe. Afakaze noPetru athi impela ngemivimbo yakhe saphiliswa. Siphilisiwe, mhlobo wami, ngokukholwa egameni likaJesu Kristu inkosi yethu, njengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, mhlobo wami, silindelwe imizimba emisha uma uJesu ebuya, la singasophinde khona sigule, singasophinde sihlaselwe nayiluphi uhlobo lwesifo, mhlobo wami. So ke njengesiguli uJehova uyasiphilisa. Number 3, njengesigqila sesono uJehova uyangikhulula njengomntwana kaNkulunkulu, mhlobo wami. Sonke njengabantu sizalelwa ebugqileni besono, mhlobo wami. UDavide uthi ke mbonge uJehova mphefumulo wami, evesini lika 4 uthi okhulula ukuphila kwakho ekubhujisweni. Sonke sizalelwa ebugqilini besono. AbaseRoma 3 verse 23 bathi ngokuba bonke bonile basilalelwe inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu, wonke umuntu wonile phambi kaNkulunkulu. AbaseRoma 6 verse 23 bona bathi ngokuba inkokhelo yesono ingukufa, kepha isipho somusa sikaNkulunkulu singukuphila okuphakade kuKristu Jesu inkosi yethu. Siyambonga, mhlobo wami, uNkulunkulu ukuthi kwathi uma ebona uluntu lonke luwele esonweni, imphefumulo yethu ihlezi elishweni, wasikwa imfesane engumangaliso, wehla ngoJesu wazothabathela kuye lonke ihlazo lethu. AbaseRoma 3 verse 24 kuya ku 25 bathi ke bona balungisisiwe, silungisisiwe nesihle ngomusa wakhe ngokuhlengwa okukuKristu Jesu, amisileyo uNkulunkulu abe yinhlawulo ngokukholwa egazini lakhe, kubonakaliswe ukulunga kwakhe ngokuyekelwa kwezono ezenziweyo ngaphambili, mhlobo wami. Manje ke labo ebebeyizigqila zesono kushizwe likaNkulunkulu beqonde esihogweni inguna phakade, bakhululiwe ebugqilini babo ngokukholwa uJesu, banikezwe ithemba lokuya ezulwini namhlanje umkholwa uJesu. Number 4, njengomntwana wakhe uJehova ungifaka umxhele, kusho uDavid. Uyabona lapha evesini ka 4 ingxenye yesibili uyaqhubeka ukuthi ukuqhelisa ngomusa nangobubele. UDavide uthi njengenkosi idlulisela amandla nenkazimulo yobukhosi bayo kwindodana ekhethiweyo ekhethelwe ubukhosi. Uthi ke kanjalo abantwana bakaNkulunkulu baqheliswa ngezibusiso zombuso kaNkulunkulu. God crowns his children with loving kindness and tender mercies. Usiqhelisa ngothando oluqinileyo enangomusa. Isililo ke isahlukweni sika 3 verse 22 kuya ku 23 sithi ngumusa kaJehova ukuthi asiqediwe ngokuba ububele bakhe abupheli busha ekuseni njalo ukuthembeka kwakho kukhulu. Nkulunkulu kusho uDavid. Number 5, uthi uDavid njengomntwana wakhe uJehova ungisuthisa ngezinto ezinhle. Mhlobo wami, verse 5 uthi osuthisa ukulangazela kwakho ngokuhle ubusha bakho bubuyiswe njengokhozi. UNkulunkulu njengobaba wethu usipha njengabantwana bakhe abangcwele bakhe usipha izinto ezinhle zempilo. Mhlobo wami, akasinikezi ke into eyifunwa yithina isikhathi esiningi, kodwa sonke isikhathi usinikeza izinto ezinhle. He gives us the best for life. Njengobaba wethu, labo abazondla ngokukholeka enkosini benziwa basha emoyeni, bakwazi ukundiza njengokhozi ngaphezu kwezivunguvungu zempilo. Uthi ke uPawula encwadini yesibili yabaseKorinte esahlukweni sika 4 evesini lika 16, ngakho asidangali kodwa noma kubhubha umuntu wethu wangaphandle, khuluma ngomzimba, owangaphakathi umphefumulo wenziwa musha imihla ngemihla. Mhlobo wami, uthi ke evesini ka 5 usuthisa ukulangazela kwakho ngokuhle ubusha bakho bubuyiswe njengokhozi. Kunendaba ke exoxwayo ngokhozi ukuthi once empilweni yokhozi mase luludala lugugelwa izinzipho nomlomo ugugu phele and neimpaphe zamaphiko zilahleke. Mhlobo wami, uthi ngaleso sikhathi kukhozi alukwazi ukuzingela, alukwazi ukuzinaka ngoba alunazi idladla lezi olubamba ngazo izinto eluzidlayo, nomlomo lo odla ngawo ubulala ngalo usuphelile, luhlala ke emgedeni entabeni. Kuthi inkozi eyindala ezaziyo ngobude bendlela zidrophe ukudla emgedeni ludle ukhozi oluphelelwe izinzipho nomlomo nempiko, ludle ngesikhathi luzifida ziyehluma impaphe nenzipho zikhule nomlomo ukhule, yonke into ibuyele esimeni esijwayelekile. Into emangazayo lapha akuzona inkozi ezincane ezifidwa lolu khozi olusuke lwehlelwe yile ngxaki, inkozi ezindala ngesikhathi ludlaka lufidwa inkozi ezazindlela ngoba ziyaqonda ukuthi kusasa sizodinga ukunakekelwa nathi. It become renewed, lwenziwe lube lusha ukhozi. Once lwaba renewed, lubuyela lwenza into luyaziyo, lundize higher and higher, luzingele lubambe luqhubeke lunakekele ezinye iy'nkozi ezinengxaki olukade lukuyona. Uthi ke uDavide la ivesini lika 5 umahubo 103 uJehova usuthisa ukulangazela kwakho ngezinto ezinhle mhlobo wami ubusha bakho bubuyiswe njengekhosi he renew your strength uJehova uNkulunkulu wethu lo mbuzo ngifuna ukukushiya nawo mhlobo wami kwizintsha oyikhawunta njengeyibusiso okungenzeka ukuthi kade uyobonga abanye uNkulunkulu njengoba sisuka kukhisimusi ziyafana nekaDavide na five blessings uDavide azihelisayo njengeyibusiso umphefumulo wami nowakho okufanele ubonge ngazo uNkulunkulu. Number one, uthi uDavide uthethelela zonke izono zami. And lo msebenzi uNkulunkulu wenzile ngoJesu, oweza emhlabeni waba ngumuntu ebantwini, wathatha indawo yami, wathatha indawo yakho, mhlobo wami, wathi engasazange isono, wenziwa isono ngenxa yethu, ukuze thina zone senziwe sibe ukulunga kaNkulunkulu. Athe encwadini yabaseKorinte besibili, isahluko sika 5 verse ka 21, ongasazange isono wamenza isono ngenxa yethu ukuze kuyena senziwe sibe ukulunga kaNkulunkulu. Ekhuluma ngoJesu umhlobo wami esivezele exchange iroyal exchange eyenzeke eCalvary uNkulunkulu wezulu eba ngumuntu ethatha indawo yabantu engasazange isono wenziwa isono wafukufa wesono ukuze izono ezifana nomthembu nawe emlaleli zimukelise ukuthethelelwa kwezono ngokukholwa nje uJesu. Ilelo vangeli ke mhlobo wami esilishumayela ilelo vangeli engikumemela ukuba sizokondlana ngalo lapha eChristchurch Pinetown njengoba unyaka siwelela kuwona. Mhlobo wami ungasithinta ngenombolo yocingo usithumelela ama-email ungasiyatholakala kwiwebsite yethu xhumana nathi mhlobo wami usivezele uma ungomunye wabangathanda ukuthi siqale le nkonzo yesiZulu mhlobo wami siyohlangana sikhulume ngayo siqale into esizothatha iownership yayo sonke simkhonze uNkulunkulu ngolimi lwethu simdumise sondliwe ngezwi likaNkulunkulu mhlobo wami ngolimi lwethu sikhuthazane sihambe siye ekhaya ezulwini mhlobo wami sikholwe uJesu. Ngiyakuthanda ke mhlobo wami uNkulunkulu akubusise akuvikele akulondoloze akweqise kahle akweqisele kunyaka omusha u-2023 simkhonze simbonge ngalezi busiso asinikeza zona ngoJesu njengoba uDavide esihlelisela zona lapha kumahubo 103 verse lika 1 kuya ku 5 mbonge ke uNkulunkulu nangesikhathi seqala kunyaka omusha mbonge wena uNkulunkulu bazothi bephuza beshaya amathini benza zonke izinto wena uwe ngedolo ubonga uNkulunkulu mhlobo wami umdumise umdumise uNkulunkulu ufanele udumo. Ngiyabonga ke mhlobo wami uNkulunkulu akubusise sizohlangana ngesonto elizayo ngesikhathi esifanayo khona la ngicela sikhuleke baba ungcwele siyakubonga ngezwi lakho. Ngiyakhuleka uNkulunkulu wami omuhle ukuba usize usifundise ukuba sikubonge njengoNkulunkulu wethu osibusisile ngalezi zibusiso ezisemqoka ezisihlanu izwi lakho elisikhumbuza ngazo. Ngiyakhuleka uNkulunkulu wami ukuthi ubusise umlaleli umlondoloze umsuthise umlaleli ngakho konke okuhle esaphendukela kuwe ngokukholwa egameni likaJesu. Musa wenkosi yethu Jesu nothando lukaBaba uNkulunkulu nokuhlanganyela kamoyo oyingcwele makube nawe emlaleli kusukela manje azabuye uJesu.